You mentioned, we brought up this issue of secondary cancers, for example, on patients with solid tumors who've had chemotherapy. And that kind of leads into one of the things we discussed at the meeting, which was the evolution of CPX as a treatment alternative for patients with secondary cancers. Can you talk a little bit about what actually CPX-351 actually is and how it's being utilized now?
Sure. So it's depending on your, if you're an optimist or a pessimist, it's either ridiculous or sublime. So what CPX-351 is a liposomal encapsulated version of 3 and 7, if you will. It's daunorubicin and cytarabine that are in a lipid or lamellar bilayer. So the idea of encapsulating drugs is not new. There's liposomal encapsulated doxorubicin. It's been out for years, right? So the potential advantage of doing this to these two drugs is, number one, it turns out that when you encapsulate those two drugs in this fashion, they release cytarabine and daunorubicin in what's called a, quote, fixed molar ratio, unquote, which means that 5 molecules of cytarabine get released for every molecule of daunorubicin. It turns out if you do the stoichiometry, or empirically do it in a tissue culture dish, that's the most toxic ratio of cytarabine to daunorubicin. That's number one. Number two is these things, because they're encapsulated in a liposomal bilayer, tend to hang around in the bone marrow for a while, which might be good for situations where you need to have a low, long, slow exposure of the cancer cell in the bone marrow niche to this stuff. It also could mean that the normal stem cells are going to have a more noxious exposure and maybe it's more myelosuppressive. And it turns out all those three things are true. I mean, it is more effective in certain situations, but it does cause more myelosuppression. I mean, it was a fascinating drug development story because in the original trial in older adults comparing 3 and 7 to this molecule, CPX-351, there was no difference. But the authors noticed that in people that had secondary AML, in the subset of older adults that had either a history of MDS or a history of being treated for another cancer and now have AML, that subgroup seemed to benefit from CPX-351 compared to 3 and 7.